Welcome back to Everything Tilly, guys. This is going to be a very short episode because today is my birthday and I still have to go to work. Can you imagine? Yeah, so I've been away for like over a year now. I've done some growing, I have done some molting, I have done some analyzing and all that, and I feel for most part of the year that just ended for me, I was just procrastinating things, procrastinating my feelings, procrastinating my thoughts, procrastinating my work. And this new year, I don't want to start on that part again, and hence me making this episode, because I've been telling myself I'm going to tell people why I am away, I'm going to tell people why I've not been on and they've not received any episode. But I mean, you guys are so amazing. Even though I haven't been recording for over a year now, you've still gone back to my old episodes and you've listened, and right now we're at 1k. Please, can you imagine? I never thought I would get there. Never thought. And I'm so happy to be telling those who don't know or those who've not heard about me that basically Everything Tilly is still alive and is there, and I'll be producing more now. I'll be telling you what has happened, transpired so far in my life. And I feel you guys, well, some of you have been there since the beginning with me. You know, certain things I've been through and all that. If not, just go back to the old episodes and listen to them. But then, I'm very happy to be back. I'm really happy to be doing this again. For a moment I lost that connection of touch with people, and in the sense that doing this became like my therapy, and I'm happy to get back to it, so that anything that is bothering me, we can share it. As you know, I always leave my contact info in my description. You can email me, you can WhatsApp me, so that we talk about our challenges one-on-one, because I believe in sharing our challenges. We are helping each other, we are getting it off our chest, we are encouraging. It comes with encouragement. If something is bothering you and tell somebody else, you realize that at the end of the day you feel good about what you've told the person, and you feel good that at least some parts of the burden is off your chest. So one burden that was off my chest is off my chest now is the fact that I've been a procrastinator, and I've not been recording, and I've basically been procrastinating in all the things that I do. And I'm happy to share, because now I know I have people to hold me accountable, so that anything I want to do, I do it in time and do it well. Yes, so basically I miss you guys. I miss not recording, I miss not talking to you guys, I miss the interaction. So you can head over to Spotify and wish me a happy birthday in the comment section. Yes, I'll be very happy to see all your happy birthdays, and I'll post them on Instagram. My Instagram is at Everything Tilly, and I'll post them there. And I'll post them on Twitter, so you can add your handle so that I tag you, okay? Because yeah, it's my birthday and I'm happy to tell you guys. I'm so happy. Normally there's this thing I experience on my birthdays. Even yesterday I was feeling it, but I decided not to let it overcome the joy that or how far I have come. So basically, when it's getting to my birthday, I feel so sad that I don't even want to post anything about it. I don't want people to know that it's my birthday. I just want to the day to come and it to go. But I feel it's about time I change that perspective about how I view my birthday. Deep down, I don't really know why I most of the time feel like that. Feel like very sad the day before the birthday. During the day, I'm very quiet. I don't know why, and it's something that I want to go within me and touch on it. So I started meditation some time ago and I gave up, and I think if I really want to find out, then I should go back to meditation and ask myself why I feel those feelings. But this time around, hey, new year, new me. This, I promise, will be definitely a new me. A new me on a new path, ready to take on more challenges. Because I feel I'm most of the time afraid to step out of my comfort zone. And that's what I don't want to do. I want to step out of my comfort zone. Say yes to a lot of things. Be uncomfortable in certain situations. And I wish the same for you too. If you are feeling like the way I'm feeling, not willing to get out of your comfort zone, let's do it together. Contact me, message me on Instagram. Let's have this convo so that we uplift each other, because if you don't do it, then when are we going to do it? That's when we fall into a lot of depression and all that. So I'm very happy to come back. Yeah, this is not a rebrand video or anything. This is just basically me talking about my birthday and the challenges I go through on my birthday. So this is like a birthday rebound or something. Yeah. So yeah, you can't imagine the kind of happiness that's in my heart this morning. And by the way, I got surprised by some students. Yes, if I say students, you might not understand. I'll explain later. But then, oh, they gave me this beautiful birthday card, and I'm just so amazed. I'm just so, and the messages. Oh, I want to thank my big brother for waking me up with his birthday call. I really appreciate it. And all those who are sending their messages, all those who are going to call me throughout the day, yeah, thank you for making 18th July a very good day for me, because I appreciate it. I really do. It means the world to me that I have people who care about me, and people who always want to see me do better, and people who love me no matter what. Because it's difficult. I mean, it's difficult when you've been struggling with self-love and your place in the world and all that, and to have people show you what it means on your special day by staying up to wish you and all that. It's just, yeah, if others don't do it, others do. So it kind of make you want to restructure your life and know where you have, how far you've come and how far you want to go. And yeah, I want to also shout out to my mom and my dad for giving birth to me on this day and for letting me see the world. Yeah, I really appreciate them, and my siblings and everyone who has listened from the beginning of this podcast to the end. I promise you amazing things to come and fun topics. I have a lot of people I want to have on here so that we have a very good discussion and insightful things. So I'll be interviewing some people. Just wait, some big people. Yeah. So yeah, have a great day, as I am going to have a great day and a fun day. I'm so happy. Thank you. If you wish me a happy birthday, I'll definitely get back to you. Bye.